If you were a Jew living in ancient Israel, you would have believed and prayed for a coming promised Messiah who would liberate all the people. Mashiach ben David, Messiah, son of David. And here's the image that you would have had in your mind of him. As a descendant of David, he would be a mighty warrior. And he would probably arrive on horseback, waving a sword above his head. And he would be crying out, "Vengeance and redemption for my people." He would have the godliness of Moses. And he would have the charisma of David. And he would have the wisdom of Solomon. And he would have the military genius of Joshua. And he would have the strength of Samson. And on and on. But that's not the way it happened. He came as a baby. A baby. A baby. Why? Someone asked some children that question. Why do you think Jesus came as a baby? And they had some insightful responses. One of them was named Casey. She was 9 years old. And Casey said, God sent Jesus as a baby because when babies are born, everybody thinks they're so special. Hey guys, have you noticed how excited women get about babies? Just the sight of a baby or a photo of a baby releases enough energy in a room to light up the cities of America. Well, there's a reason for that. Women have a hormone called oxytocin. Doctors literally call that hormone the cuddle chemical. I'm not making this up, people. You can go online and read about it. We guys have that hormone too, but the women have it far more than we do. Bring a baby into the room and the women's hormones just flow. They can't help it. It just happens. So is that why God came as a baby? No, of course not. But you know, it probably helps explain just a little bit some of the warm fuzzies that we feel in many of our Christmas carols. Well, some other children also responded to that question, and they also had good insights. For instance, little Billy said, because if Jesus had come as a grown man, war would have broken out everywhere. And he's probably right. And Stuart said, it was because God wanted everybody to know that he does things differently. Oh, that was very insightful. And Beth Ann said, Jesus could have come to earth with 1,000 angels around him. But instead, he came in humility. That's very insightful. Let's explore some of those insights. Jesus embraced our humanity. And in doing that, he embraced humility. There's probably nothing in all of the revelation of Jesus Christ, not even his cross and the suffering that he endured, that reveals his humility more than his humanity. He cried for his food. He had to crawl on the ground. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn to talk and care for himself. Philippians 2:7, he made himself nothing, taking the very form of a servant, being made in human likeness. That is what the word incarnation literally means. It means, it's from the Latin, and it means in the flesh. It enabled Jesus Christ to empathize with us even more. And it enables us to empathize with Jesus Christ even more. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. But his coming as a baby caused something important to happen with Mary and Joseph, because they evolved from a couple into a family. And God's word makes it very clear that the family is a model for the church. Now, let's admit this. For some people, the family situation is not good. That's not the way God intended it, but the devil is a thief. For some people, the whole Christmas thing is a turnoff because they don't have spouses or family and they live alone and they don't feel like they belong. But that is not true. You do not have to be married or have children to be part of a family. Because in fact, you are part of a family right here called Covenant Fellowship. Why do you think we call each other brothers and sisters? We're the family of God. Christmas should say to you that you are never alone. You are never alone. Amen? Amen. You are part of the family of God. You may have heard this story before. A team of missionaries were teaching about Jesus Christ to some children in an orphanage in Russia. It was Christmas Eve, and they told the whole story, and none of the children had ever heard that story before. And after they shared the story, they gave the children some paper and some crayons, and they said, just draw the manger scene. And one of the children made a huge impression on the missionaries. His name was Misha, and Misha was only 6 years old. And this is what the missionary wrote. As I looked at Misha's drawing, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. I called for a translator and asked why. And Misha began to repeat the Christmas story accurately until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. And then Misha started to ad-lib his own ending to the story. He said, "And when Mary laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him, I have no mama, I have no papa, so I don't have any place to stay. And then Jesus said I could stay with him. So I got into the manger too. And then Jesus looked at me and he told me I could stay with him forever. And then putting his hands over his face, Misha dropped his head down and started sobbing and shaking because he had finally found someone who would never abandon him, who would never abuse him, someone who would stay with him forever. You are Misha. You have found someone who will never abandon you, who will never abuse you, someone with whom you can stay forever. You have been adopted by God the Father into his eternal family. Hallelujah. But there's one more thing. One more reason that God came as a baby, I think. He wanted to say to us, you must be born again. That's not a command of God. That is a fact of God. Just about every Bible translation that talks about this uses the word again. And that Greek word is another one of those Greek words for which we just do not have a really good English word to capture all the richness and all the meaning that's behind it. The Greek word is anothen, and it has these meanings. One of them is completely, radically. Another meaning is a second time or anew. And even a third meaning is from above, completely, radically, anew, from above. Put it all together, and you have the beautiful term born again. When you, brothers and sisters, when you are born again, you are radically changed in your soul. It's like a new birth. Something happens to you that you cannot do for yourself. It is because of the grace and the power of God that we are born again. And that's what the scripture means, brothers and sisters. Because the birth of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus Christ, you can be born again. These symbols of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ remind us that we are born into the family of God. There was a woman who was very, very active in her church. The evangelist Dwight L. Moody came to her church as a guest preacher and preached, and he preached on being born again. And after the service, that woman approached him, and it was obvious that she was angry. And she barked at Moody, and she said, "Mr. Moody, do you mean to tell me that I, an educated woman, taught from childhood to do good deeds for other people, and who I give myself in service to the church, that I must enter heaven the same way as the worst criminals of our age?" And Moody turned to her and he said, "No, ma'am, I don't tell you that at all. God does. God said everyone who would enter the kingdom of heaven, no matter how good you may think you are, no matter how educated you may be, no matter how zealous you are to do good works, everyone must be born again." Many hundred years ago, they ventured to remark that Noah had some carpenters to help him build the ark. But sad to say, on that last day when Noah entered in, those carpenters were left outside and perished in their sin. How sad to think that they have helped to build the ark so great, yet still they heeded not God's word, and awful was their fate. Today, the same sad state exists among the sons of men. They help to build the so-called church, who are not born again. They stay behind the sacraments. They work. They sing. They pray. Yet never have accepted Christ, the life, the truth, the way. Another judgment day will come, as sure as came the flood. And only those will be secure who shelter neath Christ's blood. My friend, it's a miracle that Jesus Christ embraced our humanity. He subjected himself to astounding humility. And he invited us to be part of the family of God. It's even a greater miracle that he invites you and me to this table. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, it is with great humility that we say thank you. Thank you. You could not love us more, but may our love for you increase. In Jesus' name.